For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. We've got a great show lined up for you, a couple exciting things. I've got a wonderful special guest that's going to be coming on the show with me today, Dr. Deborah Lee Davis. I'm going to be talking about, she's the founder and president of the Environmental Health Trust, and we're going to be discussing some really important topics relating to cell phone radiation, ways to avoid different types of radiation. We're going to be talking about aspects of how radiation relates to cancer. We're going to be talking about some aspects of the story related to glyphosate, which is a pesticide called Roundup, which is getting a lot of notoriety for some significant health concerns after being on the market and touted as being completely safe. So these are really important topics that affect our overall health and well-being. And she's an expert in this field and is going to give us some incredible information about it. We're going to start the show off with a sort of surprise special guest, always a fun person to have. One of my friends and an amazing person is Mary Shomim. She is a New York Times best-selling author and patient advocate for people with hypothyroidism after having gone through her own struggle with thyroid disorders, navigated her way through the health industry to find solutions for her problems because she wasn't getting them through conventional approaches to managing thyroid. That was many years ago, and as a result, Mary then started a crusade to pioneer resources for other women and people out there who are suffering from hypothyroidism, which has led to multiple New York Times best-selling books, one of the most popular websites on the internet for advocating and information related to people with hypothyroidism. And she's here today to talk to us about a phenomenal local weekend that she's putting on, full of education and information, not just about hypothyroidism, but about getting back your life and understanding how to really take care of yourself. So good morning, Mary. Thanks for taking this few minutes today to tell us about what you've been planning.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Passero. It's so wonderful to be on with you. And I am so excited about this upcoming event that we're putting together. And so I'm very glad that you're making this opportunity for us to get the word out. It's called the Me Time Wellness Weekend. And for fans of your show and fans of Dr. Passero, he is going to be one of our key presenters. So I am so thrilled that you're going to be joining us because I think you're going to be able to help share so much understanding for people about how to put together lifestyle, nutrition, supplements, bringing in the medical aspect to create a much more greater sense of wellness and balance in your life. But the weekend is really focused for women who do too much. We are busy, we're running, we're giving to everyone, and we just don't always have the time to figure out how to eat well, how to fit fitness in. Most of us don't have time to spend hours at the gym every day or go, you know, cooking our own gluten-free bread at home. And we don't know how to figure out ways to de-stress or eat well or breathe well or figure out ways to be take care of ourselves from a beauty standpoint. So what we're doing is we're bringing together seven experts, including you, Dr. Passero, me talking about hormonal health and the thyroid and adrenals. We have Demo DiMartilli, who is a guided meditation expert, who's going to be doing some guided meditation sessions with us. We have the amazing New York Times bestselling author, Teresa Tapp, who has created an incredible fitness program that's designed for people at all levels of fitness. So it's called T-Tap, and we'll be doing some workouts, gentle workouts, throughout the weekend. We have Lauren Kaffritz, who is on the faculty at the Mindfulness Center in Bethesda, doing breath work sessions with us. And this is one of the things that has changed my life. In a couple of minutes, you can lower your cortisol and completely shift your energy and feel totally revitalized. And it's very different than yoga breathing. So it's a specific technique that I really want women to learn. And we have Brent Hargrave, a fantastic hairdresser who specializes in hair loss. He's going to help us learn styling techniques and cutting tips and products and things that can really help women who are dealing with hair that's thinning due to, I call it hormone hair, essentially. Mm-hmm. So we're getting everybody together and having a wonderful weekend from March 3rd to 6th. And we're doing it down at the Renaissance Hotel about a mile from National Airport in Arlington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a great lineup, and it is designed to bring together a panel of speakers that can help you get tools to really getting control of your health and really learning how to take care of yourself. And these are, I mean, you know, Mary, I know that you and Teresa have done PBS specials before. I mean, these are some of the most sought after presenters, not, I mean, probably excluding myself. I know I do a pretty good job, but some of these other people have been presenting and writing books and doing things on a huge national level. And this is an opportunity to come see them in person and to gain their expertise and their tools to learn how to take care of yourself. So really excited. People can learn more about it by going to www.metimeweekend. That's just metimeweekend.com, where you can look at registration and you know, get yourself all squared away for the weekend.
Absolutely. And I just want to mention for the guys out there who might be listening, this is the perfect Valentine's gift for women in your life who you love, who you know are just doing too much and could really use a couple days to get back in balance and restore themselves. And I promise if they come to the weekend, they're going to come back really a different person. It's going to be a life-changing experience for everyone who attends.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Mary. Looking forward to having you back on again soon to talk about, you know, probably what's a new upcoming book that I'm sure you're probably working on. So that'll be exciting.
And I would love it.
That'd be great. Well, thank you so much, Mary. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Pissarro. Take care.
All right. Take care. Everybody, you can go to www.metimeweekend.com to learn more. So now we're going to bring on our special guest to talk about aspects related to radiation. We're going to be bringing on Dr. Deborah Lee Davis, the founder and president of Environmental Health Trust. So we're going to bring her on in just a second.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green. Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget, our show is sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, and right now they are running their best brand sale. This is a store-wide sale, 30% on Pathway Nutrition products, 25% on professional brands like Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorne, Innate, and Nordic Naturals. That's through February 27, 2016, so get your best deals on your favorite products now through the end of February. In the last segment, we wrapped up that little segment with Mary Showman. If you want more information on the weekend that we are planning, you can go to www.metimeweekend.com to learn a little bit more. Now we're going to bring on my special guest for today, Dr. Devra Lee Davis. She's a PhD and holds a master's in public health. Devra Davis founded nonprofit Environmental Health Trust in 2007 in Teton County, Wyoming, to provide basic research and education about environmental health hazards and promote constructive policies locally, nationally, and internationally. She's a visiting professor of the Hebrew University Medical Center and Ankudas Mayas University School of Medicine of Sansun, Turkey, DWYES founding director, Center for Environmental Oncology, University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute, and professor of epidemiology at the Graduate School of Public Health, and founding director, Board on Environmental Studies and Toxicology of the U.S. National Research Council. She served as a distinguished visiting professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and visiting professor at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, Oberlin College, and Carnegie Mellon University. Her career spanned academia, public policy, and public service. She was President Clinton appointed the Honorable Dr. Davis to the newly established Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board through 1994 to 1995, which is an independent executive branch agency that investigates, prevents, and mitigates chemical accidents. She is a well-respected author. Her work has been published and appeared in more than a dozen languages. She has lectured all over the world, written about topics spanning, had a very long and prestigious career. Dr. Davis, thank you for taking the time to be with us on the show today. I hope that my brief bio did you some service in understanding, helping people understand your long history.
Thank you very much. I look forward to talking with you.
Great. Okay, so, and you were a member of a team of scientists awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007 with the Honorable Al Gore.
Well, there were thousands of us, but we actually all worked for many, many years, and nobody ever dreamed that we'd end up with the Nobel for this work. But the fact is, it was very important to document the fact that the ways we burn fuels have an impact on public health as well as the climate.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so, I mean, you've spent your entire career doing all of this amazing work. Today, the topic of the show is related to, you know, EMFs. So EMFs, when people talk about EMFs, specifically EMFs related to health concerns, it does conjure up this idea of, is it really real? Or is this just sort of the person who's out on the fringe saying, oh no, you know, if I spend too much time on my computer, I get a headache. Or if, you know, I'm too close to a cell phone, something's off, you know. And you do hear some people that, you know, seem to be really sensitive to these things, but because it's not something we see or feel, and because it's not something that there's a lot of extensive medical research on, and because it's not recognized anywhere that it's causing problems, I believe that there's still a lot of skepticism about whether or not EMFs pose any significant health risk. We have seen data coming out, particularly more of other countries in Europe, where they look at cell phone radiation, and we've seen correlations between men who wear cell phone on their hips and lower sperm count. We've seen studies that show increased risk of certain types of brain tumors for people that are on cell phones, especially when starting at very young ages, when the cranium is not as formed. You know, and it can make sense that ionizing radiation from cell phones is very, very strong and may have some adverse health effects. But the topic of EMF spans so much broader than that. So With that sort of rudimentary introduction, Dr. Davis, can you tell us a little bit more about what EMFs are? And then we can get into some of the research and science about, you know, what they may actually do as far as presenting some health concerns.
Well, thank you. The electromagnetic spectrum actually goes all the way from the electricity that allows our lights to turn on, all the way up to the things we cannot have any concept of or experience physically, and those like X-rays and cosmic rays, which are very, very small with high energy. Now, in fact, radio frequency radiation, another term for that is microwave radiation. Microwave radiation is emitted by cell phones, baby monitors, laptops, tablets, etc. And radiation, non-ionizing, from a cell phone is actually quite weak.
So are we talking about, just to clarify, are we talking about the radiation that occurs from the actual signal when you're talking on it, or are we just talking about staring at a screen?
Okay. No matter whether you're talking or not, your cell phone or your tablet, so long as it's connected to the internet or Wi-Fi, is constantly seeking a signal, for, in the case of phones, 900 times a minute. Every 900 milliseconds, it's saying to the tower, where are you? Here I am. Where are you? Here I am. Whether you're using it or not, when you use it on actively, it is then transmitting your voice, your images, your text, and the transmission process puts information onto the signal and then alters it in some way. So it's a complex phenomenon where the signal can be characterized by its frequency. For example, a cell phone works between 900 million times a second and 2.4 billion cycles in 1 second. Or it can be characterized by its power. For example, a cell phone uses less than 1 watt of power, and a microwave oven uses 1,000 watts of power. So a cell phone can never boil water because it doesn't have the power to do so. But power of the cell phone is not what gives it its biological impact, nor does the power of the tower give it its biological impact. It's the modulation of the pulse. It's the pulse, not the power, over time. It's whether or not you have this going on over and over again for thousands of minutes a month, whether it's in your pocket or whether it's held next to your brain. That's why Consumer Reports in November reviewed all of the data and indicated that nobody should keep a cell phone in their pocket. That's why just this week, Israeli scientists reported that men who keep cell phones in their pocket have the lowest sperm quality and quantity. And that study from Israel confirms a number of other studies that have been reported at the Cleveland Clinic and at Australia's National Center for Research on this topic, all showing damage to sperm of men who keep phones in their pocket, and actually some very interesting experimental studies where they took conventionally operating cell phones and took sperm from healthy men and put them into two test tubes. One test tube got no exposure. One test tube was exposed to cell phone radiation for just 1 hour. And after 1 hour of exposure, they then measured the sperm. Of course, all sperm are going to die. The rate of death of the sperm exposed to cell phone radiation was 3 times faster. And they had 3 times more damage to their mitochondrial DNA, which is what the engine of the sperm consists of.
Okay, so that, you know, we've seen things alluding to that research. So tell us what else we're at risk for when it comes to EMFs. What are some of the biggest challenges that we face as a society today looking at EMF radiation? Because I know, you know, the government used to sell off land, right? And now that we've sold off all the land, they're selling off all the airwaves. So, you know, I believe the amount of, you know, frequency in a square inch of air has probably gone up 10,000 times in just the last 10 or 15 years since cell phone and Wi-Fi and all the other wonderful modes of communication that we use. But there does come at a cost. So what is the sort of big picture here when we're looking at EMFs and we're looking at their impact on health?
Well, one of the things I want to clarify is that we are not lacking in research showing damage from EMF. That research has been done primarily in other countries. The United States, starting in 1993, basically shut down all of its research on this topic and began what was billed as an industry-government partnership in 1993 that went on for several years and cost more than $27 million. And that study was shut down after it started to show positive results under the leadership of Dr. George Carlo, who wrote a book about that topic. Then what happened is other research began in other countries, and ironically, the United States, which is now one of the huge, largest markets for this industry, has the least research going on of any developed country at this time. And the real reason we don't have the research is because there's a very concerted effort not to know, and the industry convinced people back in the 1990s that the cell phone radiation was too weak to have an effect. Now, it's very clear, cell phone radiation is weak. Ionizing radiation works directly to damage the DNA bonds of nucleotides that hold together our DNA within every living cell of every living thing. That's what ionizing radiation does. It was incorrectly believed when the cell phone standards were first issued that non-ionizing radiation of this low power could not physically cause any damage. And you can understand why that was believed, but it was wrong then. And there were scientists who said it was wrong at the time. They noted that it wasn't power alone that determined effect. And now what we have, ironically, is that in medicine, there are a number of therapies being developed that rely on weak electromagnetic fields, whether it's sometimes at a much lower power, like 60 hertz, or sometimes at the microwave range of 2.4 billion hertz. And those modalities are being used to treat, for example, cancer. So you can treat cancer with weak current. So it makes no sense to assume that weak current, weak powered, non-ionizing radiation is perfectly safe if it can be used in treating a variety of medical problems. Where there are data right now, often it's in countries such as India and Israel, which are very high-tech countries that are faced with a number of challenges, huge challenges in each of those countries, some political, some more developmental, as India is a country of great poverty, but it also has some of the most brilliant engineers in the world at the Indian Institute of Technology, where they have 1,000 qualified applicants for every position. And work coming out of the Indian Institute of Technology with collaborating scientists there shows that cell phone radiation can damage the hearing nerve. There is hearing loss with young people who use sometimes two phones at a time for their work, and they have reported permanent hearing loss in young men in their 30s.
Very interesting. So what are some of the other, besides cell phone radiation, should we cover some of the other primary sources of EMFs?
Well, let's start with the fact that your tablet is called a tablet because it belongs on a table, and most tablets are tested 20 centimeters away from an adult male phantom body weighing 220 pounds. That means that all of these tablets, which are being given out like candy to children all over this country, really have never been tested for their safety on the young developing body. Environmental Health Trust, the organization that I lead, has on its website imaging that we've developed in collaboration with the Federal Government of Brazil University in Porto Alegre, which shows that the radiation from the tablet will go all the way through the body or brain of a child, depending on where they hold it. If you're going to give children iPads, and I understand people are doing that, put it on airplane mode. Because if it's on airplane mode, it is not sending or receiving a signal from the Wi-Fi or from the Internet, from the Internet provider. You can get, you know, as you know, tablets can be set up so that they only get signals from Wi-Fi or they get signals also with the Internet. And either one can be shut off by putting it on airplane mode. Unfortunately, tablets do not yet come with a parental button, which is difficult for children to turn off. So a child can very easily switch it from airplane mode back onto Wi-Fi or connecting to the Internet. But the reality is tablets can be an important source of exposure depending on where they're held. Now, we have a website called showthefineprint.org.
And in that website, you will find all the fine print warnings for all of the devices. You will see that the iPad and the Chromebook come with warnings that for some small number of people, they can induce seizures. Yes, epileptic seizures. And so there's a warning about that with all of these devices that few people are aware of. And in addition, these come with warnings about how they're supposed to be held with respect to the antennas on the device. There's no button or label saying, here's your antenna. Nobody knows where they're located. If you go to our website, showthefineprint.org, you'll find information about how you can use these devices more safely. In many countries, there are stronger rules about limiting children's exposure to these devices. In Sweden recently, where they began by giving iPads literally to 3- and 4-year-olds, there's a radical rethinking going on in many schools because over the past years, there's been a decline in average competence in reading and math scores as they have relied more and more on digital learning. Now, digital learning, which is the vogue now, has never really been shown to be as effective as conventional learning. And there's a growing feeling, particularly coming out of the Waldorf schools, but of other schools as well, that children who are very young need to learn with the conventional method of a paper, crayon, and pencil, and that cursive writing actually works to stimulate brain growth and development, the ability to control the hand, to make an O, to be able to make an R. Those capacities have been linked by experts in neurolinguistics to the development of very essential brain capacity in young children. And they've been linked to the development of empathy, the capacity to look someone in the eye. Think about this. Children that grow up glued to screens, and unfortunately millions of them are doing this now, lose the ability to pay attention to the world around them. And we know that children need to be held in the lap, they need to be talked to, they need to be pointed to. That's why reading to children is such an important part of development in the early childhood.
Sure. Well, that goes even beyond the EMFs and just has to do with interaction and teaching people social skills and basically how to look at the world around them. So, Dr. Davis, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, let's pick this conversation up. Let's talk about ways people can avoid EMFs. Let's talk about other aspects of EMFs. We've got some other interesting topics to cover that I think people will really want to stay tuned in for. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pissarro with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530 800-480-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget, right now, you can stop in at the Village Green. They're having their best brand sale from now until February 27th. That's 30% off of all their pathway products and 25% off of some of their best brands like Zymogen, Metagenix, Thorne, Innate, and Nordic Naturals. Also, don't forget about what we promote in the first segment with Mary Showman, this big, wonderful Me Time Wellness Weekend coming up, specifically geared at women, that people can learn more by going to www.metimeweekend.com. That's right here in the Washington, D.C. area, coming up the first weekend in March. Today, we have on the phone with us special guest Dr. Devra Lee Davis. She's a PhD and has a Master of Public Health. She's got an esteemed career. She's been a visiting professor at many prestigious colleges. She's spent her year doing research. She was part of a team that received the Nobel Prize in 2007 with the Honorable Al Gore for the research that she and many other scientists were involved with. She has been appointed by President Clinton to the established Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board from 1994 to 1999 and was approved by a bipartisan committee. She's also the author of a book called Disconnect, Can You Hear Me Now?, which is about how to protect yourself from EMFs. Now, in the break, Dr. Davis, we had a spirited discussion about some things. So let's just put some framework here. We've already established that there is good, solid research out there coming out of other countries looking at particularly the harmful effects of cell phone radiation, which we do try to ignore in this country. And we also have seen incidences, like you pointed out, where some of the early research that was looking into the potential hazards of cell phone radiation in the United States was shut down very early as sort of this commingling of government and industry. Right. Now, many people will look at these kinds of things and they can take certain opinions. Some people believe that the government oftentimes ignores research in the for the sake of industry. Other people feel that those things create more. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, let's just sort of take a step back and look at some aspects of history and what history has shown us. We know things like bisphenol A, BPA, was banned in many other European countries for a very long time, but the U.S. allowed it to be used regularly. They said it was safe. They said research, industry said research says it shows no harm. Well, you fast forward 15 or 20 years and the research becomes overwhelming. Other countries have banned it. It took the United States years to catch up to other countries that recognize that these things are unsafe. And now finally, are they banned? Not completely, but now there are warning labels and they are banned in children's products, which were creating the biggest amount of risk. So again, an example where industry was saying safe, safe, safe. The United States government was saying safe, safe, safe. And we were watching these trends happen in countries all around us. Same thing happened with trans fats. You know, we looked at industry, said, no, these are great because they extend shelf life. They promoted profits for the industry. United States government said they're fine, they're fine, they're fine, they're fine. There's no health risk. Fast forward 20 years later, look at a body of research. They contribute to artery hardening, cardiovascular disease. Now, all of a sudden, they turn around and they say it's banned. Right. And we've got many instances. We're looking now at the emergence of issues around genetically modified foods. Other countries are banning, 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 not allowing it. The United States is saying, no, industry says it's safe. The research really doesn't prove that it's safe. We're starting to see evidence that it's harmful, but they will still partner with industry for as long as possible until it's overwhelmingly public pressure that something needs to be banned. So what we're looking at here is a similar pattern of research and a similar marrying of industry and government in our country around EMFs and particularly cell phone radiation. Now, that's my impression, Dr. Davis. I'm not an expert in the field, but looking at what I've seen go on in the field of health and industry, there has been many things that have been ignored in the interest of capitalism and industry in the United States, not looking out for health, which is sort of what one of the charges of the government is supposed to do, is to help lead research. And even if they don't necessarily ban it, you don't need a government to babysit every single person and make every decision for people in this country. But what they should do is at least be transparent and let people make choices. Hey, we have research that says a cell phone can cause significant problems. You decide whether or not you want it. You know, I don't necessarily think that the government should ban sodas, right? It's not their job to step in, but they should educate people and be transparent about the effects that they have on human health so people can be adults and make decisions. So, you know, that's my impression, and I think that that's your impression, and I just wanted to give some examples where it's not conspiracy theory. There is oftentimes clear data out there showing hazards before it's confirmed if you're only looking at the government as your guide.
I think you've said that very well, Dr. Pissarro. I think that we have other examples would be, for example, the history of how we controlled tobacco and how long it took to control tobacco. I tell that story in my book, The Secret History of the War on Cancer. In fact, in 1930, there was an Institute for Tobacco Control in Buenos Aires, Argentina. In 1930. And there was studies showing damaging effect from tobacco smoke. Those were ignored, and as you may be aware, tobacco was handed out to GIs in foxholes and making a whole generation of addicts. And that only stopped after study after study after study repeatedly confirmed that people were dying of lung cancer from tobacco. Mm-hmm. And yet it took more than 50 years from the first reports in modern time of tobacco hazards toward any action that was taken. In 1978, Jimmy Carter fired Joe Califano for having called tobacco public enemy number one.
Right, yeah. So we've seen these examples. Tobacco is a phenomenal one.
Tobacco looks like nothing compared to cell phones, and the problem with cell phones is more complex because cell phones play a positive role in our society today.
Yeah.
They have revolutionized our ability to respond to emergencies. They have changed the ability to conduct business in the developing world. There's no question that they have a positive value, that instant communications can be very functional, although it is, I think, deranging some families who don't have the ability or the strength to take away those devices from their children so they can sit at the dinner table and have conversations.
Right. So we'll stand aside from value judgment and we'll stick with basically health risks. So let's talk about from a standpoint of how do we protect ourselves? What steps? Because nobody's just going to dump their cell phone in the garbage can. Nobody's just going to get rid of all of these things that have really revolutionized our society and, as you pointed out, created some positivity. So how do we protect ourselves and how do we protect the people in our society that are the most vulnerable to damage from EMFs, which are children? And I think you were going to talk about pregnant women just because it's physiological as a result of in children, right? The cranium's not as thick. They're more exposed, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. And wireless devices, tablets, laptops, game consoles, baby monitors, and cell phones all emit two-way microwave radiation. That's their starter. So we have to educate people that it's two-way microwave radiation. The word radio frequency energy is just another word for microwave radiation. We need to educate people that, as you just said, that a child's skull will absorb up to 10 times more radiation than the adult. We have to protect children. We have to protect the pregnant abdomen, because if you put the phone right over the belly, you're going to get exposure that's very high, as we've shown at the Environmental Health Trust website. And we have to protect men who want to father healthy children, because we can show damage to sperm in human males as well as rats and rabbits and mice if they are exposed to cell phone radiation. We also need to be aware that there is an increased cancer risk, although that's something that can be debated, and the public only hears about the cancer risk because it can be questioned. The reality is long-term users of cell phones do have an increased risk of brain cancer. Once we have that fact, once we know that the testes themselves are decreased in volume with long-term use of cell phones, then we can start to pay attention to what has been done around the world.
Right.
More than 20 countries, including France, Belgium, Israel, and the European Union, have taken policy steps that address cell phones in order to reduce exposure to children and the general public. So what you can do to protect your family with respect to all of these devices is, whenever possible, choose wired over wireless. Yes, this means get a corded landline and forward cell phone calls to it. This may sound a little odd, but let me explain. If you have a corded landline in areas where you can still get one, then you will not go out of contact when the power goes out. And so it's a safety issue for your family, as well as reducing any exposures you will have from using a telephone, like I am using a corded landline phone at this time. Second, use corded plug-in connections for your printer, your mouse, everything else, and eliminate the Wi-Fi to the extent that you can. With respect to sleep, make sure your devices are in sleep mode when you aren't sleeping, because if they are on, they're working while you're asleep, and they should not be in your bedroom. Certainly, for example, cordless phones, which are mini base stations. The base station of a cordless phone is sending signals 24/7. Now, in Switzerland, cordless phones are not allowed to be sold if they are not doing that. They have to only work when needed. And you can get those kinds of phones in the United States, but you have to buy them specially. I think they're called EcoDeck phones. Maximize the distance that you are from a device as you're using it. That means put it on the desk, get it out of your pocket, put it in the backpack.
Right.
Put it
so
in
that
your
makes
purse.
Sense. So you get in your car, you know, first thing, take your phone out of your pocket, put it
right
in the console, right? You get
right
to work, you first thing you do, you take the phone out of your pocket, you put it somewhere on your desk. You get
right
home,
however,
you take it out.
However, in your car, you need to know this. When you're in your car, the only safe way to use a phone is with a hands-free connection through the Bluetooth that goes through the car radio and roof. And the reason for this is that you can get a great signal when you're traveling, especially in urban areas. But every time you move from one cellular zone, one tower zone to another, the phone will go to max power. You've got children sitting in your back seat with iPads. Those go to max power. And maximum power repeatedly creates an interesting problem, because biologically, the most important impact of the cell phone signal is its surge to peak power, not its average. So in schools in Montgomery County right now, they're reporting that there are safe levels of exposure because they had people come in and measure the average exposure. That is completely bogus. What you need to look at is not the average, but the peak exposure. And it's the peak exposure repeated over time that has biological effects.
Okay, Dr. Davis, let me ask you some questions here, because I've got some burning questions as a person who's out there using these devices, and I want to make sure, if I have questions, I'm sure other people do, right? So we talked about in a vehicle. So using, let's say, most vehicles these days are equipped with a Bluetooth device that's hands-free.
Mm-hmm.
Those, you're saying, are a safer option, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now, let's say you don't have that in your vehicle, but you have a little headphones that come with your phone that actually plug into the jack. So you're not holding the phone up to your ear, but you've got the little earbuds on and you're talking through the earbuds and the mic. Is that an improvement from holding the phone to your head?
Obviously, yes.
Okay, so
it's
that's
an improvement. However, it's not for, you know, for the long term. It's, I think if you can put it through the car radio, do so. And there are adapters you can get. Motorola still sells them.
To stream it through your FM station. Now, what about
right
if you have a Bluetooth wireless device that goes on your ear, right? Not in your car. It's not corded to your phone, but let's say your phone is, you know, in the vehicle, or your phone's on your desk at work and you're making calls, but it's going to a wireless Bluetooth device on your ear. An improvement?
A relative improvement, but the best is airplane mode on, Wi-Fi off, and Bluetooth off.
Right. Okay.
All
but
right
airplane
however
mode
if you're
on,
trying to get a signal,
you can't.
And,
airplane mode on, your
right
phone is dead. Right. You can't. All you can do
no,
is
you
listen.
Can't. That is correct.
Yeah.
You can only play the games or look at your email or look at your photos. Right.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So those are some of the steps. Now at home, you talked about iPads, especially with kids, taking them off Wi-Fi mode, leaving them on airplane mode. Now that still doesn't negate the fact that there's Wi-Fi going all throughout your house, correct?
That is correct. And one of the things you can do is you can request that your internet provider set your router to the lowest power needed to work. I mean, that, unfortunately, it ought to be an automatic setting that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you can do is turn it off at night or set it to turn itself off at night with a timer.
Okay, gotcha.
And turn it back on again. You know, there's no reason. Now, what I fortunately, I live in a big old house. And in this big old house, we have a room in the middle of the house where nobody ever is. And there's a closet inside that room. And so that's where our router is located. And it's very easy to turn it off and on.
Right. Okay. So people can turn the router off and on as needed, turn it
off.
Or
they can get a timer to set on it so that it automatically goes off and on. You know,
right.
Just a very simple timer.
Right. But the point is, don't have it on when you're not using it. Times when you're asleep, times when you're in the home, but you're not going to be using Wi-Fi.
Right. But for wireless in schools, we want to encourage schools, first of all, to go wired whenever possible. And there, it is possible to do it. Secondly, to rethink this dash to have iPads in schools, and certainly to say no to the virtual reality boxes that are being pushed on schools, even being sent by the New York Times now to all their subscribers, because this involves a cardboard box with a special lens where you put the cell phone within about an inch and a half of your eyes and brain. And then you program it. If that's connected to the internet, we have on our website at ehtrust.org new imaging that we've just developed with the Federal University of Porto Alegre, Brazil, showing how much absorption that will give into a child's brain and head. And right now in Montgomery County, they're rolling out this device for, quote, free in order to try to get teachers excited about it. Now, in fact, virtual reality is exciting. But I believe you don't have to have it in front of the eyes and brains of children with untested two-way microwave radiation. You would be better off having the teacher show it on her big screen. It will still be pretty exciting.
Right. Okay. So basically, get the devices as far away from your head as possible, as far away from your body as possible, and put them into modes that aren't emitting radiation when you're not using them. When we
Perfect.
Come back from the break, we're going to cover a couple aspects of cancer prevention, because you've talked about and written books on that. And if we have time, we'll talk about glyphosate, which is basically Roundup, which is a pesticide that I talked about at the beginning of the show that was been widely regarded as the safest pesticide ever. But in the last, let's say, 3 to 5 years, there's been an overwhelming surge of emerging research suggesting that it has some very, very significant health effects that we can no longer ignore. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals.
Committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. I've been talking with Dr. Deborah Lee Davis. She's PhD, Master of Public Health, and she's the author of the book Disconnect, Can You Hear Me Now? She also has founded the site www.ehtrust.org.
I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you because we're so early on. It's Disconnect. The truth about cell phone radiation.
Oh, okay. Disconnect.
I don't know if they got it wrong in the bio or something.
Okay, well, that's fine. So it's called Disconnect, the truth about cell phone radiation. We've been talking about the effects of cell phone radiation and other EMFs on health. So please go back and listen to the show, or the website is ehtrust.org. There's great images, tons of information about all the emerging research related to cell phone radiation. There's research coming out of India. There's quotes and clips of you on the Today Show discussing it. There's information about odd cancers that doctors are seeing for women who store cell phones in their bras. So anyway, go back and listen to the show. Look at those resources. Tons of compelling information. Incredibly important to look at. Now, in this segment, Dr. Davis, let's talk about some other issues. We were going to talk about maybe some aspects related to cancer risk. And we were going to talk about Roundup, the glyphosate, which is a herbicide that is commonly used in farming practices. So tons of information. I'll just let you take it wherever you'd like.
All right. Thank you. Well, what we know is that the war on cancer was started by President Nixon at the time that we were losing two wars, one in Asia and one on the war on drugs. And so when President Obama announced the launch of a new war on cancer, a new moonshot in his State of the Union address this January, we've really heard it all before. What President Nixon said is that we're going to use the same approach we did to put a man on the moon. Well, that is not what works for cancer. It's not that simple. Cancer is a very complicated disease. It's, in fact, more than 200 different diseases. And for many families, it can be a tragedy. The reality is there's been little real advance in treating the most deadly adult cancers. And we know how to prevent more than half of them. We know that tobacco and alcohol and diet and daily exposures from the environment at work, home, and school, along with viruses and radiation, all can cause cancer. So we need a concerted national effort to address the known causes of cancer. And if you want to cure cancer, you don't just give money to NIH. You make it a mandate to the federal government to reduce its purchase of known carcinogens, as one example.
No, that's a great example. So lots of really interesting information. Anything else that you want to share on that? You did write a book around that.
I wrote The Secret History of the War on Cancer because I noted that we were fighting the war with the wrong weapons against the wrong enemies because we were ignoring the things that we now know cause cancer. And we know that the inherited risk for cancer occurs in only 1 of 10 women who develop breast cancer. That means she had defective genes. Mm-hmm. This means that most cases come about because of the ways our healthy genes interact with the world around us. Mm-hmm. Women who are nurses or those who work in electronics have lower levels of melatonin because they work at night or because they're exposed to electronics, which lowers melatonin. As you know and have reported before, melatonin is a natural antioxidant. Mm-hmm. Lower rates of melatonin in the body transfer into higher rates of breast cancer, which is why the World Health Organization has declared light at night and electronics as probable human carcinogens. Mm. So the history of American efforts to regulate chemicals, whether it's BPA or other things, is quite dismal. It can take 3 weeks to get a new chemical on the market and more than 30 years to remove it from the market. Mm-hmm. So we have a failure in our toxic chemicals approach, and the new bill that's sitting there in this do-nothing Congress will be a disaster if it goes through, because it basically allows industry to be policing itself, and we should know by now that that doesn't work. If we really wanted a moonshot on cancer, we would have to alter purchasing and investment decisions across the board, and not just for the government, but for the private sector. We should make enhancing environmental protection a priority, not just because we like to breathe cleaner air and look at beautiful things, but because it's going to make us healthier in the long term.
Absolutely.
It's going to prevent cancer from occurring.
So let's now just transition with the last few minutes that we have to glyphosate.
All right. And what we know about glyphosate is, unfortunately, again, that many countries have banned it. Many countries have banned glyphosate. Why are we not taking steps on it? Again, it has to do with the power of the industry to present information, as often they use public relations as a form of science. Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Sri Lanka, El Salvador, Brazil, and India have banned the use of glyphosate. These are pretty sophisticated countries, yet it's the most heavily applied pesticide in the United States today. So why do these nations take action? In part because of serious illness in farm workers and their families. There's an epidemic of kidney disease and by the way, suicide in Indian farmers heavily exposed to glyphosate. And glyphosate, Roundup, is being used throughout the country in the United States today to control weeds. And unfortunately, it is the foundation for genetically modified organisms in corn, wheat, soy, so that you put the glyphosate down, you then plant these genetically modified crops, and you get this incredible interaction, which some people believe is why we are seeing an increase in gluten sensitivity, in fact, because not because of the gluten per se, but because of an interaction with the glyphosate. So in this past June, a group of experts reviewing the information on glyphosate for the World Health Organization declared that it was a probable human carcinogen. And they made that declaration because they looked at all the available information, and they found that it looked like not only did you have human data indicating a possibility, but you had very interesting and unusual animal data. Every chemical that we know that causes cancer in humans does produce it in animals when adequately tested. That means we should regard these animal tests as evidence of human harm and risk. So if glyphosate were a drug, it would never have been allowed to market, because drugs are put into medical practice only after some experiments establish that they would alleviate disease, and they're done clinically. Monsanto began selling glyphosate, I think, in 1973. It didn't complete the animal tests on the compound until 1981. And those tests were found to produce a rare form of kidney cancer in the animals, which the industry said they could discount. Well, they could not. There is, in fact, one animal study that the World Health Organization considered really critically important. Four animals in that study developed the same very, very rare cancer in a single study. Not one single case of that rare cancer was expected. So it's an extremely rare type of cancer. Four of them developed. This was a signal to the scientists reviewing the data that glyphosate should be classified as a probable human carcinogen. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to understanding the risks of Roundup, along with malathione and diazinon, we have assumed them to be innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we are seeing massive spraying taking place, and I'm not sure what agents are being used. And that spraying is to deal with the adult mosquito, the Aedes aegypti, the adult. But the real way to deal with this epidemic is to get rid of the places where they live by cleaning up the local environment. A single bottle cap can be a reservoir for this mosquito that is transmitting this virus right now, mm-hmm, in Latin America. So we need to pay attention to what we know from experimental data and use it to prevent harm, because the best way to reduce the burden of chronic disease is to keep things as clean as possible.
Sure, support human health and physiology and not disrupt it with things that are completely foreign to us that we don't entirely understand. So Dr. Deborah Lee Davis, thank you so much for being on with us today. You can learn more about her and her work by visiting ehtrust.org. There's a wealth of information, research, and resources there in which you can learn about how to protect yourself from EMFs and many of these other topics and conversation that we've discussed today. So, Dr. Davis, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
It was a pleasure, Dr. Passaro.
All right, everybody, that wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Sunday with Dana Lake at the same time, same place. This is Dr. Kevin Passaro. Until then, wishing you the best of health. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.